There are seven specific biblical reasons why I believe that Roman Catholicism is anti-biblical and also wrong. These seven are, first of all, the Mass, and we're going to study the Mass briefly. The second reason, I believe, is Mary and the role of Mary. The attributing to Mary divine attributes. In fact, I just wanted to make sure this afternoon, I went to the main Catholic site, the Sacred Heart site, and I went there and I checked. And they, as of about 4:30 this afternoon, are still ascribing to Mary divine attributes. They pray, have prayers to her. They ask her to be with them. She is a human. She is in one place at one time. She cannot hear me talking. She cannot hear you talking. She can hear no one praying. She cannot help, she cannot save, she cannot plead, she cannot intercede, she cannot offer any type of remission of temporal or even greater than temporal punishment. And yet, unabashedly, the Catholic Church, post-Vatican II Church, offers to Mary prayers that are on the level of the divine. We'll see that when we study Mary. That's the second reason why I could never be a Roman Catholic. Thirdly, the third reason is that the Roman Church elevates tradition over the Word of God. Time after time, if you boil it down and talk to a Roman Catholic person and find out what they believe, they will only go so far with you with this book. And then they will say, the Corpus Magisterium, the body of the teaching of the Church, says, and that takes precedence over the Word of God. And thus it makes us no longer the divine, inerrant, infallible, inspired, once and for all settled in heaven, Word of God. And that's a very dangerous place to be, because God has spoken. The tradition of Rome usurps the Scriptures. The traditions of the Church are 1,600, of the Roman Church, are 1,600 years old, and they are so growing and metamorphosizing that truly, if the people that study this book in Romanism paid attention to it, they would cut all that tradition off. But the Church tradition has grown to the same place, and we'll see that and examine that. Fourthly is idols, the veneration or the worship of images. And even though officially the Roman Catholic Church does not believe in idols, if you go to any Roman Catholic shrine or any Roman Catholic church, if you go to the Vatican itself, and we were just there last May, and when we were there, there were just countless people that would grieve your heart, that were kissing, stroking, kneeling, weeping, praying, adoring, every word you want to use, images of people, the saints, Mary, Peter, little pictures of the mother, child, Mary, and Jesus, and a few pictures of Christ or images. But God hates idols. He hates any physical representation of Him. He hates all worship that is human, contrived, and human formed. In fact, I shared this week, I was at a meeting where someone said, could you explain to me the essence of what's wrong with Romanism? I said, yes. If I came in and I was dying of diabetes and someone came and gave me an insulin shot, which temporarily relieved it, that would be going to the Roman Catholic Church. I would still be dying. I would be no better off. I would just continue my dying. If I came dying of diabetes to Christ, He would give me a brand new body and I would be cured from it one time, totally done, and I would live forever. That is the difference between the gospel and Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholicism infuses grace one insulin shot at a time, or they think they're infusing grace. And infused grace is dispensed by the Church through the sacraments. And there are seven sacraments, and it's a production line. You at baptism, you have all of your sins up until that point, and until your confirmation taken care of, and you begin your spiritual life, and then at your confirmation, you get your next dose. And then every time you come to Mass, you keep getting every dose after that, and you keep going up until you commit a sin, and then you fall back. And if it's a mortal sin, you fall back way back to the beginning, and you have to start over again. And it's an idea of dispensing grace like insulin shots. And the sacraments are a terrible, terrible travesty to the Word of God. The sixth reason why I am not, nor could be, a Roman Catholic is, and I couldn't think of any other way to state it than the lie of purgatory. Because the idea is that Jesus did not sufficiently pay for our sins on the cross, and so you have to do a partial payment. It's kind of like your folks put part of the money down for the car, but you've got to work off the rest. When we buy a house, we put a down payment, we've got to make the mortgage payments. And Jesus said that he paid the entire price of our sins once and for all. The Roman Catholic Church says, no, he wasn't able to. He needs the assistance of his mother. He needs the assistance of the saints. And you've got to cooperate. And you have to, you'll never make it all the way through. And so you have to go to purge. That's what purgatory is, purging. You're not quite clean enough for heaven because Jesus did not cleanse you completely, sufficiently. His sacrifice is insufficient, so you have to go to purgatory. In fact, I was reading this afternoon, looking over this material, and when I got to my Sunday missal, my prayer book that I have in my library, I opened it up, and lo and behold, there was a card from, I bought it at the Goodwill, from someone who had, through buying a candle or something, bought 300 days out of purgatory for an individual. And I have their name. I have the card. And you know, when you read that, or when you go to a funeral, and it's a Catholic funeral, and they give out those little cards for you to do masses. That's all to buy people out of purgatory. And we'll look at that whole, where it came from and what's wrong with it. And finally, the seventh reason is the incredible role of paganism in the Roman Catholic Church. Let me just share this with you. Have you ever wondered how we went from Peter and James and John and Andrew and the apostles and Jesus running around Galilee in a boat, and nobody having anything, and Jesus said that everybody, foxes have holes and I don't have a place to lay my head. How did we go from a bunch of fishermen and a carpenter preaching the gospel to robes and beads and candles and prayers and images and bones and relics and orders of priests and orders of monks and orders of nuns and hierarchy of cardinals, bishops and cardinals and the Pope? How did we get to all that? All of it can be traced back to the syncretism. You know what syncretion is? It's taking the elements of other religions and blending them together into a new one. And Romanism, in about the 4th century, in 313 AD, in that period of time, succumbed to the world around it and embraced all of the priests of the false religions of the world. And that's where the robes, and that's where the candles, and that's where the beads, and that's where the images, and that's where Lent came from, and that's where all of the various pagan elements of Romanism came from. They were all inculcated in the 4th century. And we'll kind of, that's probably one of the most fascinating parts, where that all came from. Well, those are the seven reasons. The Roman Catholic Church is an amalgam. It's a syncretion. It's a blending together of nearly all the major elements of the world religion.